to be a pretty good evening. Thanks for suggesting it, Phil.
Think nothing of it, John.
Are we celebrating anything or anything great?
Well, we can if you like. Let's try to think of something to celebrate. Any suggestions?
What about Princess Ira's wedding?
Fair enough.
Wonderful. Guests and a fleet of gondolas, with the gondoliers in white trousers, golden embroidered short jackets, and scarlet sash.
Cool. Hijinks like that going on. It surprises me that nobody fell in the drink.
You never know. Somebody's probably awash.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Reggie.
Now, look, do you folks want to order now, or will you eat later?
A bit later. Everybody?
Yeah,
we'll have another drink and a bit of a natter first, Reggie.
Okay. How'd you get on with your autumn sale, Phil?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Autumn sale. You know, it's so mild, it doesn't seem a bit like autumn yet, does it?
The wind's getting up a little now, though. Had gale warnings today in some areas.
Rockall, Hebrides, and Mallet.
That's it. Rockall, that's the place the Navy's just taken over in the Queen's name, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only a tiny island about 80 feet across. What use is that?
Oh, they're probably starting a new housing scheme there for puffins and guillemots. Oh, just looking for Burgess and MacLean.
No, but what are they doing, Reggie, seriously?
Well, they're annexing the island to prevent its being used as a base for guided missiles or something.
Mm-hmm. Look at that now. Anybody else for another? Carol?
I'd love one.
John?
Please.
Grace?
Oh, confound it. I've lost an earring.
Where? In here?
No. I have a feeling it came off as I was getting out of the car.
Oh, well, look, I'll go and have a look.
Oh, no, you carry on and get the drinks. I'm almost sure I'll find it on the floor of the car. Shan't be a moment.
Right,
I feel rather undressed without it.
Oh, dear.
Well, same again then, Reggie, please, all round. Have one yourself.
Oh, bless you with those few kind words.
Well, now, John, let's get back to business. You want to borrow our lorry on Saturday week for how long? 2 hours?
A couple of hours in the morning should do nicely.
Do you want the driver as well?
No, thanks. I can drive it myself. If I can be trusted.
Fair enough.
It should be quite a do, this fate field day and concert of yours, John. I wouldn't be surprised to see you raise more than enough money for the village hall roof repairs.
Oh, just pray we don't get rained out on the day, that's all.
Hello!
Hello, what's up with Grace?
Oh, do come quickly! The stables are on fire!
What?
What happened, Grace?
The whole loft's ablaze!
Hey?
Come on, quickly! Help me with the horse!
Oh, Grace, what's going on?
Look, what's all the commotion?
Fire, Reggie! The stables are going up. Now ring for the fire brigade straight away, will you?
Right away.
Oh, my gosh, it's going up like a torch.
We must get the horses out.
I have to work fast, then.
Listen to him. What devil's...
Yes, any water about?
There's a tap over there.
Right, it'll need more than that to stop this lot, though. Oh, crikey, the heat.
Get some water, Carol. Sparks dropping through onto the night bag.
Yes, right.
Hurry! The loft floor is ablaze.
What?
Easy, then, Cavalier. Easy.
Hey, mind they don't lash out, Grace. They're panicky.
Now, come on, boy. Out you come.
I've got some water. Seems so useless, just a bucket full.
Are they all out yet?
No, there's more inside. John?
Yep.
You're not so used to them as we are.
Up.
We'll get them out of the stables to you and Carol, and then you take them away.
Right.
Steady, Flash. Steady.
Hey, watch her, Grace. She's terrified.
Oh, my God, this is ghastly. Get out of it, quickly.
This is Isabella and Judy in those boxes at the end.
Yes, all right, but you get out, Grace. Go on, get out.
Look. Can you take the pony?
Yes, I'll try. Now, come on, steady, Judy, steady. It's all right, old girl.
Oh, part of the ceiling fallen. It started the straw in the boxes near the door. We'll have a hell of a job getting the horses past.
Well, drive them. Come on, get up. Go on, stupid, move.
Bill!
Stand clear, Grace. We're coming out in a rush.
I won't budge. They're jibbing at that blade in the box. Now, come on, Judy.
Sling your coat over her head. Now, come on.
All out now.
Yes, take these two.
Okay.
I've got Judy.
I've got the other.
It's an inferno in there. They seem to be as dry as a tinder. Come on, get well away.
Midnight!
Oh, my gosh, we're lucky to get him out.
Yes, certainly were.
What's up?
Midnight couldn't have been tidied. Look, she's going back into the stable.
What?
No, Grace. No, don't do it!
She's going in after midnight.
Grace! Grace! Grace, come back! The roof's collapsing! For God's sake, Grace, come back!
Look at that roof! It's caving.
Horrible!
Phil!
Phil, you fool!
Let me go! Grace is in there! Let me go, blast it, John!
Now, look, Phil, it's suicide if you go in.
Oh. Grace! Grace!
Phil, you madman!
Don't let him!
Phil! Phil!
And look out! Midnight's gone crazy!
Where
are you?
Near the deck. I can't see. Grace! Grace! Oh, my God! Grace! Where is she?
Well, she may have gone out through the tech room window.
No! She must have... There, look! Under that beam.
God.
Get it off her. Go on, help me. Get it off. Heave.
Righto. Up. Oh, I can't budge it.
Well, harder. Harder. Go on, heave, blast you. Pull your guts out.
John! Help!
Help!
Help! Hurry, Reggie, for God's sake.
You
keep yelling.
Here we are, here. Now, buck up.
I see you.
Truth. Oh, look, the straw underneath her. It's getting a light. Stamp on it. Don't let the fire get to her.
All right, Phil, all right.
Now, get on this beam and heave, Reggie.
Yeah.
Quick,
up.
It's coming. A bit more. All together. Heave.
Now, Phil, you get it up while Reggie and I are holding it up.
Grace. Grace.
Come on, back up. We can't hold it much longer.
All right. Got her.
Now get her.
Anything we can do? Anybody call the brigade?
Oh, hello, Mr. Archer.
Hello. Saw the blaze from down the village and you come straight up.
Anybody call the brigade?
Yes, yes, I did.
By George, it's going, isn't it? Take more than us to put that lot out.
Well, we'd better do something.
We can't run our own hoses out.
And the horses have to be attended to. And where the devil are Phil and Grace? They got out, didn't they?
Hey, what do you mean?
Well, Grace went back in there after midnight, and Phil followed her.
Well, now, they got out, surely.
You mean to say
no,
that...
No, they must have got water. Out.
Yes,
water.
Reggie, lad, yes.
Now, look, be a good scout and go across to the house. See if Phil's taking Grace there and make sure somebody's called an ambulance.
Right, old
ambulance?
Right.
What the devil?
Are they hurt? What happened, John?
Well, part of the roof collapsed as she went in. One of the old beams must have struck her as it fell. It was sort of wedged against the wall, and she was lying under it.
Is she hurt badly?
Not so far as we could see. Probably just knocked out cold.
But the fire, was she...
No, didn't touch her.
Oh, thank heaven for that. Well, come on, Tom, let's do something.
Any more holes, Walter?
No, Tom, I can't find none.
Well, there's a standpipe over there. The blasted hose won't reach.
How much of that tackle did you manage to get out?
Not a lot. Oh. A bit out through the broken window with a hay rake, and then the flames drove us back.
Oh. Listen a minute. That's the fire engine now.
Kind of took them about 15 minutes to come from Hollerton.
No.
That's darn good going.
Hey, ambulance too, by the sound on it.
Keep out of the road and let them get at it.
Right.
Tom?
Yes, Dan?
Show where the water is, will you?
Righto. Water's over here, you chaps.
Righto, thanks.
Stay here, Walter. Do what you can to help, will you?
Righto, Dan, lad.
Will you take the ambulance up to the house? I'll come with you and show you.
Right, jump on.
I'd better give Christine a ring, hadn't I, Mr. Archer?
Perhaps you'd better.
Mr. Archer, where's Grace?
They're just bringing her out on a stretcher.
Still out, didn't she?
Looks like it. Poor thing.
I say, Phil. Phil, are you all right? Yes, I'm all right. Thanks for helping me, John.
Oh, that's nothing. Couldn't do much else.
You'll be going in with her, eh, lad?
Yeah.
All right, sir. If you're ready to get aboard.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I'll never play badminton again. What a fool I was to go out.
Oh, don't be daft, love. Nobody knew the place was going to catch fire now, did they?
No. I just don't understand how it happened. The loft went up first, you say?
So I believe. I heard one of the firemen saying something about a bonfire somewhere near.
A bonfire?
Reggie's chaps were sweeping up the leaves yesterday. A bit of wind got up. Mind you, I'm not saying that's how it happened, but if the wind had taken a spark up into the hayloft...
Yes, it could quite easily happen.
Yes, it's easily done.
Oh, had somebody just come in? Not Mum, surely. It's too early for her to be back.
Yeah, might be your Uncle Tom or Phil, perhaps.
Oh, it's Phil.
Yeah, didn't expect you back quite so soon. Chris and I was... Phil. Phil there. What's gone wrong?
In my arms. On the way to hospital.
She's dead.